Boston Public Schools has a new chief, just over a week after the previous school superintendent, Dr. Tommy Chang, announced his plans to step down. By a unanimous vote last night, the Boston School Committee named Laura Peril, the head of an education nonprofit called Edvesters, the interim superintendent after a process that took just 5 days. Some parents protested, saying the process had been rushed and hadn't allowed for input. WBUR Edify reporter Max Larkin joins us this morning to discuss the vote last night. Hi, Max.
Hi, Bob.
So this has been pretty much a whirlwind. What were the arguments presented in Peril's favor last night?
Well, it has been a whirlwind, and she's been swept into the role quickly, but it helps that she's really a known quantity in Boston Public Schools. Many on the school committee have known Peril, have worked with her. She's worked closely with schools, giving grants, implementing programs in the district through her nonprofit called Edvesters. That's been going on for 15 years. She's been a big moving force behind arts education, bilingual education, and leaders at the schools that she's worked with say that even though she's not a teacher, she's a great collaborator. She listens to people, and she believes in public education.
We've mentioned mixed reactions in the meeting hall last night. Tell us about the concerns of community members.
I don't think they were so much upset about Peril as about the fact that they had no chance to interview her or consider other candidates. It felt like it was a done deal from the moment the mayor said she was his choice. And others said that even though Peril seemed like a nice person, she wasn't really qualified for this job. She's not a teacher, as we've heard. And Boston is a big and complex billion-dollar school district. There was also some discomfort, too, I think, about her being a white woman taking over what is far and away a majority-minority school district. Here's Reverend Willie Bodrick II. He had come with a group of mostly African-American parents and neighbors.
To communities of color, this is institutional violence. We've had no voice in the beginning. And so we come to a table already set. I'm hoping that they heard us clearly, that we're looking for transparency, that we want true democracy.
So this has long been a problem for BPS, Bob, that they seem to arrive at a decision and then they hear objections to it and they do it anyway. I've seen it happen again and again. In fact, it was one of the big strikes against Tommy Chang. He wants to do new school start times. He arrives at a schedule and then parents sort of pitch a fit. It's worth noting that committee members themselves seem disappointed at how this process has taken place. And Chairman Michael Oconto said he was going to try and have a much more open search for Peril's permanent replacement.
Well, despite all that, she was approved unanimously by the school committee last night. How did Peril herself respond to all this concern?
Yeah, I kind of felt for Laura Peril. She had to sit through about 24 public comments, many of them negative about the way her selection had been handled. She conceded she's not a teacher, but she said she's determined to use her post to make the working educators of Boston Public Schools look good.
I think I need to focus on what I can help the incredibly talented educators of the Boston Public Schools staff, school leaders, personnel, and teachers to empower them to do their best work.
So Peril will actually need to get a superintendent certification within 90 days of her appointment. To people who said that she's now clearly the front runner for the permanent superintendent job, she didn't deny that. She didn't say she wouldn't seek the permanent position, but she said she's focused on the interim role. She says she's clearing roadblocks for whoever will take over next.
But to be clear about that, she could make herself a candidate for the permanent job.
Well, school committee members said that they had been told that whoever took this job wouldn't have an opportunity to take over the full-time permanent job, but they seemed to waver a little bit by the end of this meeting. She didn't deny it, and there's been items in the news that Peril is a clear front runner for that job.
Timeline given yet for the search for a permanent superintendent?
Well, that was sort of what was at issue yesterday, Bob. Certainly parents would like to see a drawn-out process with maximum input from everybody in the district, and the chairman, Michael Oconto, said he'd be having regular updates through the fall. But these nationwide searches for superintendents can take a while, a year or 2 years. We don't really know.
WBUR's Max Larkin from our Edify team. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Bob.